E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. Mediators say Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire deal. Joe Fetterman has details from Jerusalem.
The deal calls for a six-week halt in fighting beginning on Sunday. About one-third of the hostages held in Gaza are to be released. Israeli troops will begin to pull back from their positions. Israel will release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, and hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians can begin to go back to their former homes. The international community also will pour large amounts of desperately needed humanitarian aid into Gaza. The agreement is a major breakthrough, but it does not guarantee an end to the war. But its sponsors are hoping that it will jumpstart negotiations in a future phase aimed at ending the conflict altogether.
Palestinians celebrated in Gaza, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says final terms are still being worked out. President Biden had this to say.
This deal was developed and negotiated under my administration, but its terms will be implemented, for the most part, by the next administration. In these past few days, we've been speaking as one team.
On Capitol Hill, more confirmation hearings. Saker Magani on how it went for the attorney general nominee.
They targeted Donald Trump.
And Pam Bondi says if she becomes attorney general,
I will not politicize that office.
Bondi is a longtime Trump loyalist, and Democrats like Dick Durbin worry she'd oversee investigations at Trump's urging, with him vowing retribution against enemies.
I need to know that you would tell the president no if you're asked to do something that is wrong, illegal, or unconstitutional.
Bondi later did not answer directly when asked what she'd do if career prosecutors recommended bringing a criminal case, but the White House said no.
Senator, if I thought that would happen, I would not be sitting here today.
Insisting her client is the American people and not the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Inflation at the consumer level picked up last month as prices rose for gas, eggs, and used cars. The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index rose 2.9% in December from a year ago. It's the highest since July. Yet underlying price pressures also showed signs of easing, with core inflation dropping to 3.2%. Seth Sutel has reaction in the AP Markets report.
Stocks rallied to their best day in 2 months on Wall Street. The S&P 500 jumped 1.8% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 703 points. It's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 2.5%. Strong profit reports from big U.S. banks also pushed indexes higher. Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs helped lead the way. Treasury yields fell sharply in the bond market. That came as hopes that Wednesday's inflation update could help convince the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates again later this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.